Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Are you ready for a Celtics choke game?
You know, I really wasn't. I thought they were going to pull that one off last night, so I wasn't ready for that. That was an unfortunate way to start the NBA season, Jones.
There were a lot of things I thought were going to happen at the end of that game.
Yeah, seriously.
That just didn't.
Maybe hit a bucket.
Well, maybe give Jaylen Brown a touch. Like, I don't know. If that's Tatum.
Yeah.
If that's Tatum out there, there is zero chance anybody else is touching the basketball.
I don't know. You got the sixth man of the year out there.
Get a touch.
Yeah, it didn't happen.
I thought the Celtics liked two-on-ones. I didn't realize they like one-on-twos with Peyton Pritchard at the end of game. I didn't realize that's the best basketball show.
Just take them. Take the whole team there, Peyton. You got it.
So is it too strong to call it a choke?
Maybe too well, no, they kind of did.
You're up 13 in the fourth quarter?
No, that's a choke. That's a choke. And you did have a few good looks at it at the end, too. You know, the Sixers can't hit their free throws, so they sort of keep you in the game. You didn't even have to hit a three at the end. A two would have won it. You had a couple of shots at it, like literally a couple of shots at it, and you weren't able to get it to go on a night where Joel Embiid does absolutely nothing.
So I think that's a big factor in why I'm so disappointed in last night. I thought... Wrong. I didn't realize Embiid was going to be on the minutes restriction. He was even playing the fourth quarter.
He was also super ineffective. They didn't need him.
So I'm saying didn't realize he was going to be on the minutes restriction. He was B.
Turns out sucker's bet.
I'll credit my buddy who texted me this. He tailed my Embiid bet 30 plus 10 plus rebounds. He goes, unfortunately for us, Embiid is a corpse.
He is. It's weekend at Bernie's.
A corpse out there. Just a corpse.
It's over.
Empty luggage going up and down the court. And I'm like, oh my God, he looks.
I wouldn't say it's empty luggage. There's about $80 million in those bags that he's bringing up and down the floor.
But I tweeted this because I'm like, my bet's already dead.
Yeah.
I'm like, Embiid is trash. He's just trash.
He's a mess.
So you had trash Embiid, the corpse of Joel Embiid out there, and you get lit up by Maxey, who's a really good player.
Yeah. Oh, is it the Splash Brothers out there? Yeah, the greatest backcourt of all time.
VJ Edgecombe? What's his name?
VJ Edgecombe.
Combe?
Yeah, rookie.
Yikes.
One of the best. Yeah. One of the best rookie performances you've ever seen. Yeah, third overall pick in the draft at a Baylor. And the guy. So Maxey and Edgecombe combined for 74 points. 74 points from the backcourt.
If I told you going in they were going to get nothing out of Embiid and all you had to do was stop VJ Edgecombe,
then they'd be like,
that's a win. That's a win going away.
Empty the bench. Play the scrubs at the end, garbage time.
The Sixers are horrible.
And trash.
If you listen to any of the post game, Scal is on the post game and he's making the Sixers sound like they should be contending for a title. I'm like, This team's terrible.
He kept trying to hype up Maxey and Edgecombe during the game. We're like, yeah, they're good. They're good.
They're fine.
They're good. They also...
Maxey's good. Edgecombe, who has any idea? But
they also start Dominic Barlow and Kelly Oubre.
Thank you.
Like, come on, in the corpse of Joel Embiid. Yeah, Terp has the graphic now. Most points by a rookie in a regular season debut. Vijay Edgecombe, third behind Wilt Chamberlain and Frank Selvey.
Okay.
Both in the 50s. So this we haven't had a rookie debut like this
I saw he's already up to
70 years.
Plus 150 for rookie of the year.
Plus 150?
Yeah, Cooper Flagg stunk it up last night.
Yeah.
So that feels like a sucker's
bet. But here's the thing. Edgecombe's not going to face Peyton Pritchard and Anthony Simons every night.
Nope. That's
those guys, true. I like those guys. They seem like good guys. I don't know defensively how good they are.
So
that is a wild swing defensively. Listen, I'm not kicking and screaming about the Drew Holiday thing. We've moved on. I don't know how much great Drew Holiday there is left in his game, to be honest. We'll see how he plays out in Portland. But Drew Holiday, Derek White, backcourt, that was nails. That's like as good as it gets. When Peyton Pritchard and Simons are on the court together,
holy moly,
that's bad. We saw it for years. When the Celtics had some smaller guards, they would go right at Isaiah Thomas. They'd go right at Kemba Walker. And there wasn't much you could really do. Kind of seems like it's the same with those two.
Yeah,
they're good offensively, or at least they can be good offensively. But last night it was not an even trade off.
Isaiah was second team All NBA, and it was only one of them.
Yeah.
Now you got two of them, and they're not as good as Isaiah.
No,
so that to me is
and
an issue.
They combined for less points than Edgecombe even scored.
Oh,
himself.
Yeah, Simons checked right in. And, like, immediately left a shooter. And you're like, oh, boy. And Terp was telling us yesterday how his issues at the defensive end. I didn't pretend to watch a lot in the preseason.
Yeah.
But, like, oh, boy. Immediately leaves a shooter. Later on, in that stint on the floor, he fouls with, like, 2 seconds left in the shot clock. The guy's shooting from behind the backboard. He's like, what are you doing? So I thought he settled in a little bit defensively.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't know it from the way those two guys scored all last night. So there's a lot to get into. With the Celtics opening up with a pretty bad loss. And the sky is not falling. Twitch chat, no one's saying that. I still think the Celtics should be top 6 seed in the East. I'm rethinking it a chunk.
No.
After last night.
There's 82 games, but this is the first one they played, so we're going to talk about the one that they played. They have a double-digit lead in the fourth quarter at home.
They choked.
Against a team where Joel Embiid's not even playing in the fourth quarter, and he sucked all game. Paul George isn't out there. Who knows if he'll ever be out there. But you have Maxey's a good player. He's a nice player. Nobody's got him in the top 20, right? Edgecombe might be rookie of the year. We'll see. But nobody was saying that prior to the game. Like, the rest of that team, like, doesn't really impress me that much. You had the lead outside of Tatum, which, put that to the side until maybe March. You had your guys, right? This is a healthy team. You weren't sitting Jaylen Brown or anything like that. It wasn't – because I know there was some question about him, right? He had the hamstring injury at the last preseason game and
that. He looked fine.
He played 36 minutes. I didn't look at him like, oh, he was in trouble. So, yeah, that one's tough because there's going to be a bunch of teams in the Eastern Conference, which is wide open again this year, which is going to come down to a few games, right? The difference between the 6 seed, the 8 seed, the 10 seed, like, I don't think it's going to be separated by a ton of games.
Yeah, so I don't think the sky is falling. But last night, that's a choke. That's awesome. No. But that was bad last night. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe. We will go on the clock at high noon. We're going to tell you why Drake May is or isn't the MVP through the first 7 games of the year. I'm on one side, Keith's on the other. So you're going to have to
embrace debate
until high noon. Embrace debate at high noon. You're going to hear that when we go on the clock. Why has Drake May been the MVP? Why hasn't he been through 7 weeks? Plus, we have a Key for Madness for you at 12:45, so stay tuned for it. Some good Red Sox offseason rumors, some good Patriots trade deadline rumors. We'll revisit Bill Belichick and his draft analysis of Drake May because I think it's worth revisiting. Since he was so spot on, we'll do that later on in the show. But we're starting with the Celtics, and I guess a larger NBA conversation. Maybe we can tie the two together with this text, Keith, at 617-779-7937. Guys, I'm surprised the FBI didn't arrest Embiid this morning after taking all the unders on his props.
We got ourselves a bona fide cheating scandal.
Honestly, they're a little busy right now. They might look into it.
They might want to look into Embiid the way he was just, as you said, weekend at Bernie sing his way up and down the floor last night.
Yeah, that's going to be a long season for Philly, that's for sure. But, the FBI's got their hands full right now with the NBA players.
I'm a little confused at how they are separate but related, meaning Rozier and Chauncey Billups. One is for gambling.
Yeah.
Billups, there was a gambler who bet, 30 Rozier props in one NBA game in a span of 45 minutes. Billups,
nothing to see here, guys.
Billups has some sort of a illegal poker ring going on.
Nice.
So, but how are How are they related? My guess is it's all related because it all ties back to the mafia. That's my guess. But I don't fully understand. Yeah. That's just a complete guess.
So we're getting into racketeering?
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
But no, I maybe Embiid is next on your list to look into. I would agree with the text line. Why wasn't Jaylen involved late in the game, and how do you feel about Pritchard getting not one?
Yeah.
I can understand one. The ball found him. It's late. You got to get a shot up. Peyton Pritchard took both shots late? What the hell's up with that?
I don't like that. So I think the original one, you almost got away with it because he held on to the ball for a little bit, kind of got in the paint. He actually had a second to shoot it, but he probably thought maybe he'd get blocked. But it, like on the replay, you're like, oh, he actually had a little bit more space right when he was at the elbow. And then he kind of took it to the hoop, and then you're like, oh, that was just a waste. But then you're like, oh, there's 1.8 seconds or whatever's left on the clock. At that point, you have to get the ball to Jaylen Brown. You have to. Or even, honestly, Derek White. Give him a crack at it. But, like, you got to get the ball to Jaylen Brown. I didn't like getting back to Peyton Pritchard. With that said, he actually did get a decent enough look.
The probably second one. Barely,
yeah.
The first one was horrible.
The first one was
a terrible possession. The second one, I agree, was a pretty good look because you had a second and a half. But it still shouldn't have been to him. It still should have been a play for Jaylen. Jaylen needs to get a touch.
Yeah.
If he decides to pass it because the defense plays him a certain way or doubles him and there's an open shooter, fine.
Yeah.
All the two for ones that Missoula talks about so much, fine. He didn't touch it.
No, it doesn't make any sense. And it's not like it's one of these things where I would give, like, Jaylen Brown had the ball, drew the defense, kicked it out to a wide open Pritchard, right? That's way different.
That to me, I would feel.
He had the ball.
I would feel okay about that.
Yeah, because, like, I wouldn't, you know, when Michael Jordan's passing it to Steve Kerr or John Paxson, like, I'm not going to kill Jordan. Like, he drew the defense, but at least the best player had the ball.
You kill LeBron when he does it?
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say, you probably do.
Yes,
yeah,
of course. Yeah. Shoot the ball, LeBron.
LeBron
coward.
It's the show's goat.
Yeah, get out of here.
Yeah.
No, but, like, he's your best player. We talked about before the show, like, he should have an all NBA type of season. Like, he should put himself back up there. No Jason Tatum. He is the clear-cut best player on this team. You're down by 1 point. So it's not even a, oh, you got to shoot a three. And I know he didn't take a lot of threes last night, right? Jaylen Brown, I think in his perfect world, doesn't launch a lot of threes. You know, leave that to Derek White. Leave that to Peyton Pritchard.
Jaylen took four. Derek White took 13.
Yeah, he's going to every game. Derek White's going to take 13 threes every game.
13 threes. Pritchard took seven. Simons took six out of his 10. So those were the biggest defenders of threes.
So, like, again, say you're down by three.
Actually, I'm sorry. Hauser, all of his shots were threes, yeah.
Well, yeah. But, okay, so those four guys are a good example. If you're down by 3 points, maybe you draw something up where Jaylen Brown gets the ball, but then ultimately one of those four guys takes the three. Fine.
Sure.
I don't care. You're down by 1 point. Like, Jaylen Brown can either go to the hoop. Like, Joel Embiid's not in there. You can go right to the basket if you want to. You can a little mid-range shot, whatever. He's got to get the ball in his hands. He has to. It's the NBA. The best player has to touch the ball at the end.
So who do you blame for that?
Missoula.
I would say it's Missoula first, and Jaylen's a close second. Like, you
just go get it.
Or in the huddle and be like, I want it.
Yeah.
You know, like, Joe, run something for me. And there is a fine line between, like, being too demanding and being a bad teammate, but also wanting the ball.
Because
there is a fine line there.
They had no timeouts, but the ball went out of bounds, so they were able to.
No, they had no timeouts there. They had a timeout with 8 seconds left or whatever it was, because
Missoula
was pissed. Missoula wanted him to just run up the floor.
He was screaming for them to run, and they called timeout.
With their pants around their ankles. That's what he wanted them to go do, is just run down all helter-skelter and go get a layup.
Oh, he might have been onto something. It could have been worse.
Maybe the reason why is because he's like, I don't have any plays. Wait a minute.
Plays?
Go run down there and go
Brad?
Get a layup. I don't have any plays.
Brad, you got to play?
He doesn't want them to set their defense because he has no plays.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is. But my God, that was an embarrassing sequence at the end. From Missoula wanting them to run up the floor and not wanting a timeout, to them calling a timeout and him stamping his feet.
Yeah.
The worst coach ever.
Well, wouldn't disagree today. I actually like Missoula as a coach, and I'm probably closer to Wiggy than most of the rest of that show on Missoula as a coach.
Yeah.
But last night was a bad night for him, and he had nothing in those final 8 seconds.
No, and it was frustrating. And it was like you got out of get-out-of-jail-free card, because it seemed like the final possession was just going to come down to that botched attempt by Pritchard. But then the ball went out of bounds, and you're like, oh, that one doesn't count. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, you have almost 2 seconds.
Phew.
Oh, sorry about that. Guys, that's a do-over. We're gonna hit the reset button here. We're going to start over. We have the ball out of bounds. All we need is a bucket to win the game with 2 seconds left. Let's make sure Jaylen Brown also doesn't touch the ball. So, yeah, that was super frustrating.
Didn't like it. Didn't like the start to their season. Didn't like the ending to that game. Are you starting to think it's going to be a long season? I'm not there yet.
No, it's one game.
We've been pretty bullish on the Celtics, I'd say, for being a playoff team and certainly being a top six seed in the Eastern Conference, which means you avoid the play-in. I'd be disappointed if they weren't at least in the play-in. If they don't make the postseason, it's an absolute failure. But what do you think their expectations are for this year or their ceiling is, especially with Tatum on the sideline like he was last night? Again, 617-779-7937. We can get into it. Plus, is Missoula getting exposed this year without a talent like Jason Tatum? Let's get into that right after Trending with Billy Laney.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by FindMassMoney.gov. The Boston Celtics dropped the regular season opener 117-116 to the Philadelphia 76ers last night at the TD Garden. The Seas led a 13-point lead in the fourth quarter slip away. Sixers guard Tyrese Maxey led all scorers with 40 points. Jaylen Brown and Derek White each scored 25 points in the loss. Up next for the Celtics, the Seas will be in New York to take on the Knicks tomorrow night. According to ESPN's Shams Charania, Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier and Portland Trailblazers head coach Chauncey Billups were arrested early Thursday morning as part of an FBI gambling investigation. Tonight, the Boston Bruins look to snap a five-game losing streak when the Bees host the Anaheim Ducks. Face-off at the TD Garden is at 7:30. At New England Patriots practice yesterday, Elijah Ponder and Craig Woodson did not participate. Stephon Diggs and three other players were limited. Pats are back on the practice field today at 2 o'clock. This Sunday, the Patriots host the Cleveland Browns. Week 8 in the NFL begins tonight with the Thursday night football matchup between the Minnesota Vikings and the Los Angeles Chargers. That game can be heard right here on 93.7. Westwood One's coverage begins at 7:30 with kickoff at 8:15. And the World Series between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Blue Jays will begin tomorrow night in Toronto. Blake Snell will get the Game 1 start for the Dodgers. The Blue Jays have yet to announce their starter. Find Mass Money wants to help you enjoy football season by helping you find money you didn't know you had. You could have unclaimed money from a forgotten savings account, uncashed payroll checks, or a refund check that never got to you. Go to findmassmoney.gov today. It's a secure website and takes only 30 seconds to search your name. I'm Billy Laney. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Not a good night for Joe Mazzulla last night. didn't want to call a timeout when the Celtics called a timeout. They came over to the huddle, and he's like, well, I got no plays for you guys. Why'd you want me to call a timeout? I don't want to call a timeout. Run down there.
Go. Run, score points.
Run down there and go get a layup. Do what you do.
You got it.
You guys get it.
Why'd you call timeout? Don't ever call timeout.
So I didn't think it was a great night for Missoula.
No. Well, not a great ending for sure.
On the heels of a couple of rough goes for him recently from yelling at beat reporters about, guys, I never said I like threes. I said I like two-on-ones. Where he said in the past, the three-point attempt, not even make.
No.
The three-point attempt is the most important statistic in basketball. Where he took out his frustration on poor little media members in a media game. Where he pressed them and, you know, went full court three-man weave on them. And then after the game was like, oh, guys, sorry, I had no idea what that was going to turn into.
That's crazy.
Let me take away the podium and get on your level.
We're now equals.
This is all about bonding.
After we proved how superior we are now equals.
So
they did take more threes last night. So if he was worried about how many threes they took more.
Not more than twos.
No, I'm saying they took more threes than Philly.
Thank you.
So they should have won. Philly also made more threes, so that I feel like is more important.
Makes aren't that important, Keith. It's all about the attempts.
Speaking of makes, this is going to get lost in the shuffle because of the final possession and Peyton Pritchard getting the ball and missing a couple shots, Jaylen Brown not getting the ball. 26 seconds, down by two. Let's not overlook this. Xavier Tillman gets the ball in the paint.
Oh, my God.
2 feet away, shoots it one
short.
Foot.
Short.
He shot a two-foot shot 1 foot. That was horrible. You were in the paint, down two.
Follow.
Because that changes everything.
It's just a follow little half-hook shot, and he was, not only did he miss, he was short.
He would have tied the game, and there would have been just over a shot clock left to go. So then you're like, all right, here we go. Let's see what happens. Instead, then that led to like a jump ball, and then they ended up fouling Maxey. Now you're down four. Yeah. And then they played the game, and then, you know, there was some missed free throws, and they got it to where they got it. But that's going to get lost in the shuffle. Less than 30 seconds to go, you miss a layup to tie the game.
Yeah. Now, look, you should be making a short shot like that. I get it.
You're in the NBA. I don't care.
That also illustrates the difference in the roster this year where it's like, man, Xavier Tillman couldn't come through. Xavier Tillman hit a game winner in the preseason, and then he missed the layup last night. He's like, why is Xavier Tillman playing in these?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Because the owner's cheap.
Last year.
Oh, I forgot. So why is Xavier Tillman out there in a big spot?
Yeah.
Oh, because the new owner came in and wanted to cut costs and probably still wants to keep cutting. He's probably thrilled. Anfernee Simons can't play defense last night.
He can't
He's
play
probably
a sniff.
Thrilled. He's a swinging gate on defense, so they can just trade him at the trade deadline and get below, forget the luxury tax, you know, get below the salary cap. So he's probably thrilled about that. So why is Tillman even out? I don't even blame Tillman necessarily for that.
Well, no, but he is in the NBA and is a layup.
Why is Tillman out there? It's because of your cheap-ass
new owner. That's a good point. If this was last year, Porzingis grabs the rebound, runs out to the three-point line, takes the lead.
Right.
He sticks or a three.
Or grabs the rebound a foot three. Away and kicks it out to the corner for a three. You're
wide
right.
open
but
three.
But at least they're not missing a one-foot jumper short.
But come on, Xavier Tillman. You let us down.
I mean, so that is frustrating.
Yep.
Do you think Missoula gets exposed this year without Tatum? I don't. I think he's going to prove his value as a coach who can get his guys to play and play hard and make the postseason. I'm not telling you they're going to win the East. I'm not telling you they're going on a run. I felt like if they treated the offseason even halfway seriously and weren't so worried about dipping below aprons and actually adding talent, I thought they had a real chance to be a top four seed in the East, Tatum to return and maybe go on a run.
Yeah.
But I think Missoula is going to prove his value as a coach and get this team out of the play-in, be a top six seed in the East. I still feel that way despite the loss. There are a lot of people who think he just got by with a talented group led by Jason Tatum, and without that talent, he'll be exposed.
So he still has some talent in the form of like Jaylen Brown, right? And so that's a guy that should get the ball late in games, and maybe that'll change. You know, he made a big emphasis during the preseason about rebounding. They didn't get out-rebounded by Philadelphia. So maybe, you know, he needs to figure out the defense. Obviously, he cares a lot about defense. He has to figure that out with his small guards. So, like, yeah, there's a big swing because, you know, Greg Popovich, a lot of people, they're like, oh, he's the best coach of all time. And then Tim Duncan's gone. I don't know if he really looked like the best coach of all time. So, like, not having Jason Tatum, I think any coach would struggle with that, right? Like, they'd be like, how do you possibly, you know, be a top four seed or whatever again if you don't have that?
You have no talent, yeah.
The over-under for the team, though, is, like, right at 500. So, like, for him to really truly be exposed, I think they would have to have a losing record. So and
what,
I don't think they're going
to
have a losing record.
That's what I think. They'd have to, to really be exposed?
Yeah, because the expectations...
They have to miss the playoffs.
Yeah, the expectation's not that high. So, Yeah, I don't think they missed the playoffs. So in other words, no, I don't think he gets exposed. I think there'll be nights like this, but guess what? There were nights like this with Tatum.
Thank you.
And there were nights like this a couple years ago where, like, call, you know, you have timeouts, right, Joe? Or
so,
like,
so hey, some could argue, yeah. Many already are on the text line. Jones, what do you even like about Mazzulla, et cetera? Some already think he's been exposed.
Yeah,
and
okay.
He's not even that good of a coach, even with talent.
Okay.
I don't agree with that. They won a title. It was a really easy path.
Yeah.
But they won a title. I don't agree with that. But, yeah, what would qualify as quote-unquote missing the playoffs these days? Not being a top 10 seed?
Yes.
Or if they're...
No. I say like...
If they're the 9-10 and they're the 10 seed and they lose to the 9 seed in the play-in game, is that missing the playoffs?
No, I think if you're a top 10 team, you technically make the playoffs because then you're not in the lottery unless you like miss.
I think if they're 500 and they're even in the play-in, which I would be disappointed in, but wouldn't be a failure to me, Mazzulla, I wouldn't consider him exposed as a head coach. And we'd have to see some of the particulars. But just generically, I wouldn't consider him a failure as a head coach. I think if they're a top 6 seed, I think he kind of proves his worth as a head coach. And I think if they're not in the top 10 and they miss the playoffs entirely, then he's exposed and I'll be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But that would kind of be how I would come at it.
Yeah, I mean, I think he... I think he has been a pretty good coach. I think he's kind of quirky or whatever, and like we look at the stuff he says, and like the guy's kind of a psychopath,
an absolute wild man. Yeah,
but like I think they've always played hard for him, and there's been times where we've been on him for it's like bad third quarters, were a thing, and then he kind of gets that figured out. So I think he has been pretty good. Last night, obviously a tough start, and we'll see how they learn from it. Like I think the next time there's a 1-point game with under 10 seconds to go, I like to think Jaylen Brown gets his hands on it. And if he doesn't, we're like, all right, we'll start to add that up. I'm like, is this sort of like a consistent thing where like it's multiple fourth quarter or multiple closing possessions where you don't do something a little bit different?
And I wonder how Jaylen feels about it. Like Jaylen has sat there waiting to be the guy in crunch time while Tatum would get every last shot and every last touch and every play would be run for
if
him.
If he was Scottie Pippen, he'd go pout on the bench.
So
that's my guy.
I wonder. I wonder if Jaylen was like, yeah, no, this is a good matchup to attack. And Pritchard had just gotten to the hoop. A possession prior to go get a layup, or maybe two possessions prior, went layup three layup, I forget the order. But Pritchard had just gone in. Maybe Jaylen was fine with it. I'm telling you, I don't know. But I genuinely wonder how he felt in that moment. My guess would be he wanted the ball. Most players would. And this is his this year, until February or March or whenever Tatum comes back, this is his chance to prove it. And my guess is last night he wanted to prove it, and he wasn't given the opportunity.
Well, it's frustrating because he is the best player on the team now. And then even Derek White is the guy you and I and Terp thought has a chance at, you know, the Kia Clutch Player of the Year presented by Kia. Like, he, why not get him involved? Why not give him a shot?
Sure.
It's just Peyton Pritchard, who is a good offensive player, but it's not like he was having one of those crazy nights where he couldn't be stopped. Like, he'll have nights later in the year where you're like, all right, yeah, maybe give him the ball.
Terp had a stat where, going back to the preseason, I have to double-check the stat. He had missed, like, 15 straight threes or something like that. He wasn't locked in at all.
No, he wasn't. And so there had to be a better matchup out there on the court. It is strange, though, because after they called the timeout, that next possession, that was the bad look. Whereas then right after that, they have an inbounds play, and then he does get like a decent look, and he missed that one too.
Yeah.
But he was open.
That inbounds play probably in the future, Joe, should be run for Jaylen Brown.
Yes.
My guess.
Yeah, try that.
Louis is in New Hampshire on the Celtics. Go ahead, Louis.
Hey, you guys are unbelievable. You're using
good?
This
Thank
word.
Unbelievably good?
Yes, exposed. It can be. Is it a compliment?
You're using this word expose. You think Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier being questioned by the FBI are talking about exposure?
Well, I think they're probably...
if you want to tie those guys in, I guess you
probably,
can.
Probably in some hot water.
Two former Celtic greats, now right in the thick of this. What?
I saw, Coley Mick at the Section 10 guy. Have you seen his tweet?
No.
He's like, I'm just connecting some dots. It's Rozier with Patino at Louisville and Billups with Patino as the Celtics.
Can it be something?
Yeah, who's the king? No,
he's super clean. I wouldn't look into that at all.
No, good guy.
Nothing to see here.
Good guy.
Yeah, so what's going to happen to those guys? In the slammer?
I was going to say they're never going to coach or play in the sport again. But yeah, no, I think they're facing like real prison time. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, that's tough.
Well, Terry Rozier was in the center of the other Louisville scandal.
Yeah, the escorts.
Yeah, nice.
Really? One of them fools got to know he going to jail.
Nice. Yeah, that was like straight out of like Blue Chips where they had that going on. And so he was involved there.
Jesus Shuttlesworth when he went to Big State.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Big State?
Yeah, he got game.
What did I say?
No, no, no. Big State's the school where he went to, but he got game the name film, of the movie.
Yeah, Jesus Shuttle.
I was thinking Blue Chips. He got game. Yeah. Well, they had to recruit him. Yeah. Rick Fox was there. Rick He's like, come
was,
on in.
Rick Fox was doing his damnedest Rick to get him
Fox.
To go there.
Rick Fox.
Personally, I would have gone there.
The best was.
If I was recruited in that fashion, in that manner, I would have gone to that school.
Never would have left. Yeah. I would have committed that day. You know, I would have been one of those like 7-year college players.
That's just me personally.
I would have been like Malik Cunningham. He couldn't kick me out of that school. But that was a weird one too, because there was a few other players, I forget who they were, that also were involved in it but didn't go to Louisville. How about those guys? I'm like, so where did they end up going?
And what were those schools doing?
Well, seriously. That's what we need to talk about.
Yeah, seriously. That's the untold story. That needs a 30 for
30. But Rozier and Chauncey Billups probably. Yeah.
Slammer.
Probably in the Slammer.
Perhaps cellmates.
Could be cellmates.
Yeah, or maybe they just see each other at lunch.
Well, we were talking before the show, like, there's been some good prison sports movies. There was the one with, what was the boxing one, Bill? Was it, who was the, like, a big fight? Was it Ving Rhames was in it?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, there's, like, a boxing prison movie. There's obviously The Longest Yard.
Yeah, that's the one that came to mind for me.
Yeah. But now maybe a basketball one.
Nice.
Where you got to get some pickup basketball in there.
Undisputed?
Is that it?
So I'm getting off 2002's Undisputed.
Prison boxing movie.
Wesley Snipes, Ving Rhames.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Good one?
Yes.
I'll think about watching that.
Yes. Yeah, those guys. Big bout.
Add it to the think list.
Yeah,
it's
on my think list.
I know you're not going to watch it, but you could.
No, I mean, I'm telling you, I'm thinking about it.
Ooh, there's also a sequel called Undisputed 2, Last Man Standing.
Not as good? How'd that
Still
do
in prison?
How'd that do on Roddy T's?
Well, I don't know, but there's a sequel called Undisputed 3, Redemption.
Oh, Creed 3.
Little trilogy action.
Creed 3, one of the guys came out of the Slammer to fight.
Yeah, Jonathan Majors.
Yeah, there you go.
Who was canceled, and then I think uncanceled?
Oh, good. I was about to say maybe
but soft canceled still.
Okay.
He like got written out of the Marvel Universe, but he's like still allowed in things. Very confusing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the Celtics were
something to keep an eye on, though, for Billups.
Yeah, good. Celtics were confusing last night. You can discuss at 617-779-7937. Meanwhile, let's get ready for a real test for Drake May, the Browns' defense, coming up on Sunday.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
We'll get into it next. How's Mike Vrabel yesterday? on the Browns defense, which, Keith, number one, you predicted. We were debating what the first question was going to be.
Yeah.
Karen Grigsby, right out of the chute.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of that Browns defense? So score one for Keith.
Thank you.
There.
I'll take it.
And then that answer also stood out to you in real time, because most coaches won't say, yeah, this is the best defense we're going to face this year. And that's what he said.
Yeah, usually they kind of go the other way, especially when you're going to be playing a team for a second time in Buffalo in several weeks. Because, you know, they want to avoid any kind of bulletin board material or whatever. Because if you're saying one team's the best, you're suggesting that others aren't. I think it's good. Like, I like it. I really don't think it's going to, like, backfire on them or anything like that. But I appreciate the honesty. And it also shows you, like, oh, yeah, this is a more challenging game than maybe it looks like on paper. Because the Browns, you're like, oh, my God, like, their quarterback situation's a disaster. They got Dylan Gabriel out there now. Shedeur Sanders isn't getting reps. Like, they're, like, talking about how many reps the backups are getting there. Kevin Stefanski's hanging on to that job by a thread. But they have Myles Garrett and a good defense. So if Drake May has another good game this week, he should get a lot of credit for it rather than, like, ah, it's just the Browns.
Oh, well, so I think specifically the offense. May has another one of these games where he's completing, I mean, maybe not 80% of his passes, Tommy Curran, but, you know, he's completing, two-thirds of his passes, 70% of his passes, whatever, and he's lighting them up and they score high 20s, yeah, they should get on a curve a lot of credit against this defense. Vrabel thinks it's the best they have faced, I should rephrase.
So far. But I mean, there's some okay defenses they've faced, and this is a team they've given up the fewest yards. Like, they don't rank super high in points per game, but that's also everything. I always feel like that's almost like a team stat, because sometimes your offense just puts you in these horrible spots.
Well, I was going to say, how many short fields has Dylan Gabriel or, you know, Joe Flacco, who's played well in Cincinnati, but I mean, how many short fields were they getting? Or just how many times did the offense go three and out?
They're 30th in points.
Have to punt from deep in their own end, and then you're starting at midfield or whatever. So I don't think their defense has been put in a lot of advantageous situations. Myles Garrett, you mentioned him, Keith. Drake May volunteered this in an answer talking about their defense. He's like, well, they got the best player on defense in the league over there. And he was asked in a follow-up question by our guy CP.
Who's that?
That's Chris Price.
Got it.
If you're not familiar with that.
Got it.
So CP followed up. He's like, you're talking about Myles Garrett, right? And here's what May had to say.
Just to clarify, that the best player you're referring to is Myles Garrett.
Yeah, Myles Garrett. Yeah, he's one of the best players in the league. And he's somebody you got to know. You got to know where he's at. And I think it's a lot of credit to him. He plays hard, and he's disruptive, and he's good in the run game and the pass game. And it's going to be a tough challenge.
Okay. So
one of the best players in the league.
One of the best.
Yeah.
No, he had said earlier, he's like, he's the best defensive player. One of the best players in the league.
He probably is, right? If we're playing that game,
we asked yesterday, who would you take, Parsons or him? So I think as a pass rusher, he's definitely who I'd take. I still love Sertan.
He's nasty.
You know, he was the defensive player of the year a year ago. But there's a lot of good corners. Myles Garrett certainly has a case to be made.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at some of the numbers, Patriots offensive line versus Browns defensive line, Keith, you tell me how to square these two away.
All right, let's hear it.
Bedard had these stats yesterday. Drake May has been sacked, and he puts it in quotes, 22 times.
Which is a ton. When you start to look at other quarterbacks, other like elite quarterbacks, we're going to be talking about like MVP candidates. Like, it's a ton.
It's second most in the league behind Cam Ward, who's been sacked 30 times.
And he's terrible.
So Bedard then clarifies, maybe for his buddy Josh McDaniels.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if Josh McDaniels is running such a good offense, how are they giving up so many sacks?
Right.
He clarifies, May's sacks have gone for just an average of 3.5 yards per sack. That's the lowest in the league.
Nice.
C.J. Stroud, if you care, leads 9.3 yards a sack. How old are you? May also has the sixth highest time to sack ratio, 5.11 seconds. So he says a few more throwaways would be nice. Basically, the implication is they're quote-unquote sacks that May is taking, but he's rolling out looking for a play. And it might be a play that never develops. It's not.
Yeah, Shyam talked about this the other morning.
It's not free blitzers knocking his head off. Oh, no, I miss Shyam talking about this.
Yeah, like he
runs out of bounds at the line of scrimmage, and they count that as a sack.
Yes, correct.
Right. It's like one yard loss or at the line of scrimmage, so it goes down as a sack, but he's not even getting hit, and he's barely losing yards, but it is a sack.
So here's the bad news. The Browns have the seventh best sack percentage in the NFL, 8%. This is from Phil Perry. They also force quarterbacks to get rid of the football faster than any team in the league, 2.63 seconds. Other than the Houston Texans. So they're second in that regard. So Cleveland generates pressure. They do it quickly. The Patriots have given up a lot of sacks, although they tend to be slow developing, and sometimes it's May rolling out, running out of bounds, sliding at the last second, what have you, and those count as quote-unquote sacks. What gives in that matchup, Keith?
So I do think they're going to have some struggles this week, and we'll see if like Will Campbell, Jared Wilson specifically can bounce back because they didn't play great last week. So I wouldn't be surprised if this is the week that breaks Drake May's streak of, you know, no turnovers, because he's not going to end the year with just two interceptions. He's not going to end the year with whatever he is at fumbles right now. Like eventually there's another turnover coming at some point. Wouldn't be surprised if it was this weekend, but I think they can overcome it. Like, as long as they don't turn over five times. And even then, I don't know if the Browns offense can really capitalize on that. So, it would have to be like fumble recoveries for touchdowns or pick sixes for me to think they lose the game.
So if you're asking me how I think the game goes and what we're talking about on Monday, not to get ahead of everything we're doing tomorrow, but my guess is we come in
sacked a couple times.
Yeah, we come in and we're probably a little underwhelmed by the offensive performance, but understand it's a good defense on the other side.
Yeah.
And the Patriots still win comfortably because the Browns are inept on offense. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of my guess. So I don't think they're in any real danger of losing this game. I mean, more than last week. I thought there was 0% chance they were losing to Tennessee last week.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe there's a letdown coming back home against a good defense.
Would you take them in the survivor pool?
Pats?
Yeah.
I can tell you right now, I already plugged my pick into the document this morning, and I am not taking
it. It's not
them.
Pats?
No, it's not. It is not the Patriots. I don't want to give that
Sick
away.
Sick brag, bro.
But it is not the Patriots.
We're still in the survivor.
Ahead of it.
Are you feeling dangerous over there?
Well, I'm not thinking dangerous.
Okay, good. I like it. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keith. A reminder, Football Talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And speaking of Drake May, some of us have him as an MVP candidate. Some of us might have him as the MVP. Stay tuned at high noon to find out.
Ooh.
So I think it's a good time to revisit Bill Belichick on draft night.
Nice.
His analysis of Drake May. What did he get right? Not much. And what did he get wrong?
Some, maybe?
Let's give that a listen next.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.